This is Rage, Radio Against Global Ecocide. This week we review what's been happening since I've been away, and there's been a lot, and briefly touch on colonialism. Plus we have music from Filthy Politicians. This is Rage, building a community of resistance, one podcast at a time. Welcome to another edition of Rage, Radio Against the Global Ecocide, coming to you from occupied Amiskwasi, Wiskaigan. Oh no, Canada version, the second largest colonial institution by landmass in the world. I am your host, Seymour Life. Okay, I've been gone for a while, and it's time for a new show. So let's talk about colonialism. Two of the largest colonial institutions in the world celebrated their anniversaries this past week. Can you guess who they are? Wazia Tawi said in her interview with me, "One cannot be decolonizing and still get teary-eyed over the national flag or anthem. It is important to see these institutions for what they are, justifications for genocide and continual destruction of the natural world. There are atrocities created each day in the name of national security, national economies, and the people, even when they are committed against the people themselves." I'll be doing a full show on colonialism and its effects on the environment. So what has been happening since I've been gone? Well, we've got the Gulf disaster, and it's just that, fucking disaster. And what's even bigger disaster is the fact that no one's doing fucking much about it. And that's just, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable, period. End of story on that one. I mean, it doesn't go any further than that. It is not acceptable on all levels, and I'm stunned and amazed by the pure reaction, not only of people, environmentalists, and everything else like that. And we got more people that go bounce around the G20 than we do trying to stop BP and force BP and force the American government to actually stop the oil spill. I mean, stunning stuff, folks. Absolutely stunning. Second, we've got tar sands back to full production. What's that say? Well, that says the bumper sticker in my car is doing fuck all. It also says that really we've missed an opportunity to try to push forward. And secondly, we have the Canadian Petroleum Producers Association just bombarding the airwaves, the TVs, the newspapers, and everything. And they've outperforming us, outdoing us every single turn. Guess what, folks? We're losing, and we're losing big. Secondly, what else do we have? Oh, we have the People's Congress. That's a good thing that happened. No bankers down there protesting because they don't have to. They know they can screw things over easily or their own way. But good things are happening, good things to see that Mother Earth is actually on a document somewhere saying she's important. My only concern is that there is not a lot of discussion of what do we do about people who don't care about Mother Earth and don't view her as important. What do we do about the Witigo? What do we do? And where's the discussion about the living planet and that being all other non-human species that have every much right to life as we do, and they are the ones being slaughtered at a massive level, not only in the Gulf, but around the tar sands, around every oil production, mining, industrial working system that we have, both in the oceans, on the land, everywhere. And they're the ones suffering, and we do not take that on directly, and we have not. And until environmentalists start understanding that they are what's really important, and we stop worrying about us, then we will actually make true inroads forward. And this planet is not just for humans. It is for both humans and non-humans. And in fact, it is non-humans that keep it going, not humans. And that's something we really need to keep in mind. They are more necessary than we are for the planet. Not to say that we are horrible, and certainly indigenous peoples have proven that they can live well with the planet. It is just that this civilization, this culture, is not compatible with the Earth. G20 and G8, well, there you go, folks. There's another big pile of stuff going along. More cars burnt at the result of Stanley Cup riots than there are at the G20. The bloc has got a long ways to go there to actually catch up to hockey hooligans in Canada. That said, a lot of misrepresentation of what was going on there. please check out the website, see Neil McLean's interview, and then Frank Lopez's piece on Democracy Now. Great pieces, really showing more of what was really going on than what the main media was showing us. And surprise, surprise, you know, they're not going to show us anything there. And, of course, the G8 and G20 was held during the World Cup so that most of the world won't pay attention because everyone's watching the beautiful game, not watching the idiots dancing. And interesting to note, Naomi Klein talking about the corporate involvement, and, again, please watch that interview, the corporate involvement of the G20, G8, just goes to show it is true corporatism that's happening right here and now in this world. And also, too, that the democracy is on the out. There can be no doubt. I mean, if you look at how the G20 went forward and the decisions that were made, there is no democracy. You and our voices are purely puppet shows. That's it. Lastly, I'd like to really point out to everyone what happened while I was gone. 3.3 million hectares of forest were destroyed. 6,900 species went extinct. This is in 3 months, folks. 3 months. We're only talking 3 months. 3 million, 7,000 species, basically. We're at 390 parts per million of CO2. We're rising, not falling. You know, we're not doing it. And then also again, you know, 19.5 million people, that's total population gain, taking, you know, birth versus deaths into account, which is more than half the population of Canada, has been added to the world in basically 3 months. At what point, folks? At what point do we take this seriously? I don't think there's any more I can really say about that. Okay. That's enough for now. We'll have Mike Hadima on the show, an Alberta tar sands, a Greenpeace activist. And also, too, we're going to do some interviews with non-humans to really sort of bring that perspective into focus, because I think it's really missing in the dialogue. And we really need to bring that up and forward, too. The other thing we're going to talk about, too, is we'll talk about despair. I think we need to do an interview on despair because I think it's misunderstood in this process. There's too much happy, happy, joy, joy stuff going on, and we really need to get serious about what's going on in the world. And, yeah, it's despairing, and we need to deal with that, and we need to go forward. As the show develops, we're going to also look at some of the things that are going on in and around the world, and we'll try to get out into the world a little bit more. That's all I have for now. Thank you very much, folks, for listening. Please remember that the resistance is within you. Let it free. Let it out. We got to stop this. Here's the Filthy Politicians with No Canada. Thank you.
Talk about natives, talk about whose this place is, talk about a culture and how we erased it, a livable system and how we replaced it. Colonize and make a fake nation, can't get a seat, they just got reservations. Take away the children, put them in a school and take away the customs. White man's rule, watch everything they love get put to death. The forest, no more, it's a mess. We call it all backwards, aren't they savage? Then we go rape, pillage and ravage. Why do you think some drink so much and who give them alcohol? Oh yeah, us, we fuck them right up, take their life away. Then we deny the role that we play, the role of a lifetime. God, let your light shine down so bright we can get them in our crosshair sight. Once again, 2010, when they try and fight the politics, fuck the Olympics. Here to tell you why the fuck this all matters. Same people today, it's still going at her. Muskets turned to machine gun chatter. Hear the noise of that paradigm shatter. The world's watched for so long. If we set up shop on the top and moved on, juggernaut won't stop, we'll keep moving on. If we can't even see it on our own front lawn. Now in school they teach us about the natives and how we defeated. Get right to the point with no lies. So now as kids we're desensitized to the fact that we came and destroyed a people. They twist and blur our vision of what's evil, but they leave out the violent details. They kill the children and rape the females. These so-called Christian crusaders shoot first, ask questions later. Damn manifest destiny invaders, not Jedis, more like Darth Vaders. And that isn't so good now, is it? Bet you never had a perspective so different. Do we think
think that's the right thing to do. Like that's the way it is, believing the truth so screwed. Still the past can't be changed, but to keep being ignorant will be insane. If you look closely at the ones to blame, the same ones today killing us the same. We're here to tell you why the fuck this all matters. Same people today are still going at her. Muskets turn the machine gun chatter. Hear the noise of that paradigm shatter. The world has watched for so long as we set up shop on top and moved on. Juggernaut won't stop, gonna keep moving on if we can't even see it on our own front lawn.
What we never hear is that Hitler modeled his plan for Lebensraum after the conquest and destruction of the First Nations in North America. In that respect, the only difference between the Nazis and this culture is that so far no one has stopped this culture. Stop this culture. Stop this culture. Stop this culture.